Holsters.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday, May 14th, 2012. And you have with you today, it's a beautiful day in the state of Minnesota. It's actually 81 degrees. Woo! Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to see who we are, what it is that we look like, I look like Elvis Presley with long hair. So my wife tells me. Jake looks like Sid from Ice Age, if you've ever seen
no,
that.
No, El Cid from France. You keep screwing that
sorry
up.
About
the Conqueror,
that.
El Cid.
Gotcha.
Come on.
If you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check out my Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, that's BradleyDean1 on Twitter. Now, folks, if you'd like to jump in and be a part of the show today, we'll do our best. That number is 1-877-807-9977. And the reason I say we'll do our best is because we only have 1 hour. But if it's that important and you'd like to interject, please do weigh in. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because Jake will tell you.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
That's exactly right. Now, folks, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this first topic, but I do want to share the fact that, of course, everybody knows that Obama is the first gay president, it says on the Newsweek. Pretty interesting stuff. And for those that didn't know, just like in California for the homosexual marriage issue, last week we actually talked about this topic and showed you what was going on over in Canada and how it's not about homosexual marriage. It's about upending your constitution. I'm humored by some of you folks out there that think this is some little puppy to be played with, and when in fact it's not. It upends your constitution. It overthrows your constitution. As John Adams rightly said, our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. Why? Because it takes a virtuous people to hold and govern ourselves. It doesn't work outside of that. But what happened, folks, back over to the United States. In Baltimore, the black population, just like in California with Prop 8, you know how they were trying to give the illusion to the American people that the blacks were for homosexual marriage? No, they're not.
We're a minority group, too.
No, they're the ones opposing homosexual marriage more than anybody is. Just in Baltimore, just days after the president, that's what you want to call him, he's not my president, announced his support for homosexual marriage. Pastors and priests around Maryland took to their own pulpits with their reaction and in some cases condemnation of the president. When Obama announced that his position on homosexual marriage had evolved, isn't that interesting? Listen to the word. Listen to the vernacular of this guy.
In other words, I'm now.
I mean, it's sick.
I'm not a liar. Before, I wasn't with it, but now I'm evolving.
Listen to what they said in Baltimore. It outraged some African-American pastors like Pastor Del Emmett Burns. He said, I'm going against your beliefs and your thoughts. And what's even sicker about it, folks, is he's referring to the Bible as the golden rule. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's this guy is upending anything and everything that America stands on as a foundation. He's so opposed to homosexual marriage, he told this pastor, he told church members he will no longer support the president and now predicts Obama will lose the election because of it. You think? Folks, but, you know, like I talked to Jake right before the show today, isn't it interesting? I've been telling you this for a year. This has been going on for a year, folks. He's been attacking the family structure since day one. Where in the heck have some of you people been?
It's like, oh, whoa, look what happened today. No, look what's been happening.
What's been happening, right.
The Constitution now, in this man's eyes, is evolving. Everything is evolving. In other words, what they're saying is there's no absolute standards. All you, you know, conservative fundamentalists that live by the fundamental values, you need to evolve, too.
You're obsolete if you don't agree with our change.
Hey, and then pretty soon, if you won't, well, we just put a gun to the head. That'll make you change, or you die.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Radicals.
That's what they're doing. We got James calling from California. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got James from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, James hung up.
Just lost him.
All right. Must not have been that important. Or
he'll call back.
I hope so. James, give us a call back.
His phone line is evolving.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. In Maryland, some of the strongest opposition to the law has come from the black community. About 30% of the population, some African-Americans, Americans' friends, religious leaders are preaching about it. God said in every home there needs to be the representation of his glory through manhood and femininity. Femininity. Said Pastor Harry Jackson, Hope Christian Church in Beltsville.
I've heard of that guy.
You know that guy. Yeah. You know what he said? Listen carefully, folks. He said, to me, this is an issue of the church and state. That's exactly right. The separation of church and state. He's exactly right. The government has no business in this affair, friends. Are you beginning to understand church and state? It bars the government from doing what they're doing today. See, but when you interject godly principles into your everyday life, you have the ACLU and their little hounds and minions going around trying to shut up anybody that validates the lines between church and state and what it really means. Mm-hmm. It's completely backwards, friends. But this pastor had it right on the money. Now, when we come back, we're going to lay the foundation. I'm going to give you an analogy, and I think you're going to like this. Again, if you'd like to partake with the show, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. www.thesonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now, folks, just for the this always happens. Because we only have 1 hour. No, it does. Yeah. It's like we get on the topic, and then all of a sudden you start getting all this other information coming back to you in thought. Mm-hmm. And it's like enough has not been said about this. Folks, this is just out of hand. The man is out of hand. Why are we – a question. Here, folks, here, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on my topic of putting your feet back on the ground tomorrow, but I want to hear from you people out there. I want to hear what your thoughts are, pro or con, on the homosexual issue. And I'm talking about the marriage issue. I want to know what your thoughts are as to what's going on with this guy. 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. I want your perspective and let 53 countries hear you. I'm going to play Rand Paul.
Yeah, let's hear his perspective.
I think it was great. Yeah. I just listened to it right before the first segment, and I want you guys to hear for yourself what's going on in the inside from those that have, well, a head on their shoulders.
That's right.
Go ahead and play Rand Paul's piece, would you please?
The president, you know, recently weighed in on marriage. And, you know, he said his views were evolving on marriage. And call me cynical, but I wasn't sure that his views on marriage could get any gayer. Now, it did kind of bother me, though, that he used the justification for it in a biblical reference. He said the biblical golden rule caused him to be for gay marriage. And I'm like, what version of the Bible is he reading? It's not the King James Version. It's not the New American Standard. It's not the New Revised Version. I don't know what version he's getting that from. Now, that doesn't mean we have to be harsh and mean and hate people. We understand sin, and we believe it's a sin. We still understand that people sin. And we understand that we're not out there preaching some sort of hateful dogma against people. But that doesn't mean that we have to go ahead and give up our traditions. We've got 6,000 years of tradition. There's a lot of stability, even though beyond religion, there's stability in the family unit, just from an anthropological point of view. The families are really important. Then we shouldn't just give up on it.
Well, what's interesting is Rand Paul, first of all, you'd think the Ron Paulers would be jumping all over that. It was interesting that they could actually use biblical vernacular in the sense of sin, and which means the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4.
And talking about the Bible.
Yeah, talking about the Bible. That's good. Good for him, right?
Very good.
I wonder how that works out for all these libertarians.
No, the guys that just don't like God, because
he rules.
Yeah. And our liberties come from him.
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to say this real quick too. What Rand Paul just said as well. Again, folks, if you'd like to jump on 1-877-807-9977. It's interesting that he said the president said. In other words, the president is hoping that you're stupid enough to believe what he has to say. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's, as a matter of fact, that's why we have laws to enforce them against crime. And by the way, Rand Paul, brother, I think you're a cool dude, but it's not hate to enforce the law. I mean, when a cop pulls someone over for breaking the law and he enforces that law against the crime, I mean, is that hate?
No.
No, that's a production. What is he doing? He's reproducing freedom and liberty to those that are abiding by the law.
Yeah, when justice becomes crime, the only people going to be happy in society are criminals. Because criminals think that the law is hate. So if everybody's rejoicing and having a party about some type of nonsense, like the president just saying what he's saying, then what do you have there that are rejoicing? Well, they're cut of the same cloth as criminals who don't like to be called out for sin, as Rand Paul said, but as the Bible says, more importantly, as the bedrock of our rights and liberties in this nation says. Or you have the alternative to that, and you have crime continuing to run rapid because good now has evolved. We talked about compromise last week. Good evolves into what? Well, whatever the evil man wants it to. You lose every time when you compromise on the word, which is why I'm glad to hear a political person citing the Bible because it's nowhere out there.
He should be.
That's how they you're right. He should be.
Yeah.
And isn't that sad that I have to say I'm glad to hear a political person citing the Bible?
Yeah.
Where in the world do they get the reference that they govern the people? Who are they accountable to? Their maker, as Witherspoon said.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not accountable to your maker, you're an enemy to your country.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that, again, this president said evolve. Again, if you haven't seen on the front of the Newsweek, got a picture of Obama, the little fairy with the rainbow circle around his head. And for those that didn't know what the rainbow symbolified, God destroyed the world because of the wickedness of man.
Mm-hmm.
And after judgment, and everybody was laughing at little Noah, and him and his little archy-ark. What's interesting about that, folks, is the fact that everybody mocked Noah when he was telling them to repent for the kingdom of God is at hand until it started to rain. And then once it started to rain, Noah and 8 souls went inside of the ark. Can you imagine the time that it took Noah to build that ark and all the ridicule and mockery that he went through because God's judgment was coming upon a wicked people, namely the earth? Well, he gets in the boat and it starts raining. What happens? It destroys those waters. We're destroying mankind. For what? Their wickedness. See, to the church, judgment floats your boat. To the wicked, woe unto the wicked. Because that judgment doesn't float your boat, it condemns you to no end. Now, what's interesting about it is after God judged the wickedness of mankind, he set a bow in the heavens. Did you hear what I said? He set a bow in the heavens. The rainbow in the heavens as a covenant, saying that he would not destroy mankind again. And that bow, that rainbow, was a sign of the covenant. Isn't it interesting that the homosexuals had picked up that rainbow?
Mm-hmm.
God gave that after judgment for destroying the wickedness of man, talking about tempting God again and daring God's justice again. Most people didn't even know that.
Mm-mm. Like God's not going to do it again now because we've got the rainbow, but what does it say?
He's going to destroy the next time by fire.
That's right.
So if you thought water was bad and you want to keep playing with it, well, wait until the fire comes. And the way the fire is going to come is if you don't sit out there as patriots and Christians and warn as to what's going on. That's how you preserve your country. That's how you preserve your country. You fight for dying laws. That's what the definition of patriot means. Now, in saying that, isn't it interesting that this president used the word evolve?
Yeah.
Evolve from what? What did we evolve from? I can tell you what we evolved from. First our creator, then our dad and our mom.
Yep.
That's what we evolved from. And so when we evolve and we open ourselves up, what are we evolving into? See, folks, you have to understand, this works for the New World Order monkeys. Because homosexuality does not reproduce. And I'm sorry we have to be on this topic again, but over the last year, I've been telling you, this was here it is. He's out in the open. Yeah. Newsweek, front page, the first gay president. The first gay president, folks. That's what it says. Why are they so emboldened to get around this guy and to back him up? Because if you look at what he's doing politically, everything he's doing politically is destroying his election, re-election campaign and possibilities in November. Unless, of course, everybody just lays down on this one too. But we can see 32 states haven't laid down on the issue of homosexual marriage. That's what's interesting about all of this mess. And by the way, this is a global initiative. This is happening all across the world. And this guy wants to take credit to try to set the precedent. Can you imagine that on Day of Judgment? He's going to stand up before God. And the Lord's going to look at him and say, and you are the one with a gloat in your face, giving me the finger, saying you're the first gay president to push homosexuality. And then you had the audacity to use my scripture in a backwards definition and meaning. Did you like think I wasn't going to see this and I haven't been partaking with this? I mean, these people, they've created a covenant of hell that will be disannulled in Jesus' name, like it or not. See, this is why I have hope. Because God time and time again brings forth judgment upon wicked men such as these. In Jesus' name. And by the way, that stands for every one of us. Like it or not, that's just how it's going to go. And so here we are today. He's talking about evolving. Well, is that working for mankind or is it working against mankind? Is it natural or is it unnatural? That's all you have to think. Does it reproduce? Does it replenish the earth? Or does it work against all of that? Yeah, there's nothing life. There's nothing natural about it.
No, there's nothing evolving about it neither.
Well, there's nothing natural about this individual. Today he's in a college, folks, because he's got enough common sense to go to an all-girl college to promote what? His agenda. And he's talking about change. That's all he wants to do is change who you are. Folks, we're going to come right back to these phone calls. We got Michael in Maine and Michael in New York.
Yep. The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Just kind of getting caught up in this whole situation with this guy that's in the Oval Office that is corrupting this country at every turn. Did you hear? This is another topic. Daryl Issa is going for contempt on Eric Holder. Yeah, you know what the GOPers did, folks? They're saying they're afraid that there's going to be racial backlash because he's the first black attorney general. Well, if you're not racist, then you don't have anything to worry about. You don't have to worry about backlash.
No, you don't. That's exactly right.
I mean, I've been called a racist too, but the thing is, they go to my website and then see I have a black guitar player. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go call me a racist all you want. Call me a hater all you want. Mm-hmm. If that's your version of hate, that's fine. That's your opinion.
Yep. Then you're just exposing who you are.
That's
and you're
exactly
giving me
right.
even more victory.
That's right. So we got Michael in Maine. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, hi, Bradley. Hi, Jake. Listen, you guys are right on the front lines. I really appreciate what you folks do. I just wanted to give you a heads up here. In the state of Maine, anyway, we're going to have to go through this again. We defeated it 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and now, yep, they're back. And, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, they're going to succeed. They're going to keep on going until they drive us all right into the hell that they live in.
That's right. Michael, what's interesting is you have to understand that they're not ruled by law.
That's right.
They're at war with law. So
Thank you for that.
Oh, it's absolutely true. I mean, you're seeing this in California, and now they have it back in court, by the way, where they want it to be, because then they can manipulate the pith and marrow out of the heart of the Constitution as we know it. That's where they want it. And the best thing we can do, Michael, is just keep going out there and standing up and saying no. And just keep in mind, this is less than 1.1 less than 1.7% of the population that you're warring with. And by the way, this is a political battering ram. This is a government interest. So it doesn't really have a whole lot to even do with the homosexual agenda. Mm-hmm. It's who's behind the homosexuals, the radicals for the most part, pushing this through. And they don't realize they're being used.
Yep.
It is really what it comes down to.
That's the important part that people need to realize. This isn't about any gay issue at all. This is about a political agenda and what's behind that political agenda. Because the 1.7% you're talking about, and we have outreach to many gay different events and gay people, etc. We do it. A lot of these gays don't even care about getting married. Yeah. Has nothing. They're not even following this.
It's based on promiscuity, is what it is.
It's being used, and what's behind it.
Well, Bradley and Jake, I go right to scripture and I say, what part of the word no do you people not understand anymore?
That's right. And see, the problem, let's take it a step further. See, it's the problem isn't even so much the homosexual communities. It's the people that are in government that are supposed to be working for you that don't understand no. Okay. They think you work for them rather than working
for them. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Thank you very much for that one. I appreciate it. All right.
You got it, Michael. We got Michael in New York. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you, man?
I agree with everything you just covered. And I would like to also add in, as they keep trying to sell how it's a natural activity, you know, anybody observing nature will see that you never see such activity in nature at all. This time of year, all the wildlife is having their offspring, and I'm very close out in the wildlife, and all the time this time of year I see, for the birds, I'll always see a male show up first. He scopes out the place where the feed is. Then he sends a signal to the female. She comes in with the chicks. They eat, they get their water, and it's never two males coming in with chicks. It's never two females coming in with chicks. It's always the natural order, male, female, the male protecting, the female nurturing, and that's the way it's always been since the beginning of time. And only devils want to undermine the natural order that God has created.
That's right. That's right. I mean, scripture, that's scriptural through and through.
And that's not evolution, that's sin.
And that's common sense, too, is what it comes down to. Michael, always good hearing from you, for the sake of time, we're going to keep rolling on here. Folks, if you'd like to jump in, 1-877-807-9977, and that's really what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. I mean, common sense, and again, if it was about homosexual marriage, then why over, folks, just go over to Canada. This is what we talked about on Friday. Just go over to Canada. Is it about homosexual marriage over in Canada? No. Has nothing to do with it. They're trying to lower the age for consensual anal intercourse to 14 years old. What does that have to do with homosexual marriage, folks? This is sick, sick, sick. I mean, who are the puppet masters? And I don't want to hear about how it's the devil. No, we all understand he's the prince of the power of the air. But let me tell you what. I serve the prince of the power of the earth in Jesus' name, okay? And the bottom line is he can roar like a lion all he wants to, but the fact of the matter is I serve the lion of the tribe of Judah. He doesn't act like anybody outside of his own character. This is who he is. And, folks, it's interesting that if you just pull the curtain back, just take a little time, quit being so passive about the topic. You have to understand they're trying to create laws to shut up the opposition at every count. They're aiming at homeschoolers in Canada. They're criminalizing anybody, attempting to criminalize anybody that speaks out against the homosexual agenda. They're attempting to overthrow religious freedoms. That's what this is about. You've already seen this supposed president attack the Catholic Church. I mean, what does it take to understand that you're under fire? And don't give me this, oh, there's no sense. No, there's a lot of sense because your posterity is hoping that you're going to respond to this and deal with this situation. There's corruption all around this administration. And by the way, there's even question about Obama himself. It's all over the internet today. And by the way, I didn't say it. Newsweek said it. The first gay president. And again, if you look at the fruit of this man's corrupt tree, he's been attacking and appointing. He's been attacking the family at every turn. John Berry, Frank Kamny, Barney Frank, Pelosi, all of his little buddies are appointing homosexuals in high federal positions, even transvestites. And you want to just roll over and think it's harmful, but yet the first thing that comes out of most of your mouth, there's something wrong with them people. Wow. I'd hate to be your kid if that's the case. Folks, 1-877-807-9977, pro or con, give us a call. What is your take as to what's going on with this homosexual issue in your country today?
And the big point, again, is that they're stopping. They don't stop at no. There's no no to them. They're going all the way. Totally. Ben saying it.
Oh, I totally said that, right? I said you're dealing with people. They're saying no to Prop 8, no to Prop 8, no to Prop 8. Folks, you have to enforce the law.
Period.
You have to. Because if you don't enforce the law, they're going to keep doing what Michael said from Maine.
Yep.
They're going to keep coming back and coming back and coming back. And they're always looking for someone that will sell their soul inside of government. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they're doing. That's why you're seeing this happening. This happened all over the country, folks. Yep. And this has been in the works for a long time, by the way. And if you think it's a fire to be played with again, let me just revert back over to Canada. Go look at Canada right now. Is that what you want in this country? And by the way, it comes down to this, and I said it on Friday, totalitarianism.
Yep.
By force.
Mm-hmm.
Where? And it's shutting up the majority in favor of the 1.7, and the 1.7 have nothing to do with it. They're just being used as a political battering ram. I can't say it any other way.
Yep, and we're not talking about a republic where a minority's rights are protected.
We're ruled by law.
Law protects those rights, and this is ultimately about stopping the mouth of virtue. I mean, when it gets down to it, let's just say, there is despicable churches out there that do marry gay people. Yeah. So it proves right now it's not even about marriage. We want to be recognized. No, you don't. You want the law in your hand because the law represents force, and you want to force everybody who has a virtuous mouth to shut their mouth.
Yeah.
Because when you condemn the law, you breed contempt for the law. When you take out virtue, then you have contempt for the law. And then pretty soon, guess who's under attack?
That's
not
right.
Just straight Christians.
Is that why Christ was crucified? Is that why the apostles and the prophets were killed?
Yes, to get them out of the way. Stop their mouth. We can't have people of virtue speaking because when you have people in office that don't have virtue, that's why they go along with it. That's why when people turn their, abortion isn't going to affect us. We have a Bible-believing state. Everything's fine, whatever. And then what happens? Now there's no sanctity or protection for life. And then adultery, no, not a big deal. And the downward progression goes, bestiality will never happen. That's a joke. Gay marriage, never in a million years. Now all of a sudden it's happening. Well, I don't know any gay people. There's barely any gay people. Just give it to them. But then when the power is in their hands to wield the law, guess who they turn on?
This is what all...
Every dictatorship.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Every form of dictatorship starts out this way,
yes.
And the majority of the people laugh about it
mm-hmm.
until they're laughed at, and they're in God's contempt.
Then you got a minority controlling a majority, and the majority are like, how did this happen? How did our country just get blown up? How did we have the Treaty of Versailles that put Germany in these little borders? And then, out of lust again for power, they fall into the hands of a dictator called... Mr. Hitler, who's praised on the front cover of Newsweek.
1935, that's right. Did you hear that, friends? Did you hear that? Adolf Hitler was the man of the year on...
Newsweek. Or Time Magazine.
I think it was Time. Will you just give me that picture?
Yeah.
We have it posted. But it's interesting that he was the man of the year...
Yeah, Newsweek was Obama.
In America, folks.
Yeah.
In America in 1935... This is the man that's responsible for millions and millions times 11 of innocent people.
Because people wouldn't look at virtue. He did some clever things. He boosted the economy. They weren't looking at the virtue of this man because, that doesn't affect us. So what if these are his personal beliefs? He's an anti-Semite. That's not that big of a deal.
Well, people thought when Hitler got into power, speaking of which, it was 1939. Thank you. 1939, Time Magazine labeled him man of the year in this country. Did you know that when Hitler got into power, people thought in government they could control Hitler?
Oh, yeah.
Once Hitler got there, he began to kill them all off. Hindenburg didn't like him, by the way. And it took him 6 years to overthrow the Constitution. And then he attacked his own Reichstag. And then he came up with all the things that we have today in America. But it's interesting that most people won't think that far. Jake, who was Hitler's youth? I think this is going to shock people.
First, Hitler had to go to the churches, the strongest body in Germany, Lutherans where the Reformation started. Then he had to develop the Hitler Youth. Well, all the youth went to church, and guess what the church did? We'll hand them over to you, Adolf. I mean, you're the new president. There goes the church's youth off and developing the Hitler's youth.
Hitler's youth. Sons of Liberty.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0744.
Extend your life with
Extend. A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, it seems like we're always getting dumped on. One thing after another.
Yeah.
I was just reading yesterday. What's that?
It's a lot to uphold. You got to be like a superhero or something. Superman.
You know I'm Superman. You can't be that. You're Superman.
Get out there, man, Superman.
Yes.
Tell me that, Kate.
So what were you going to say?
I was just bringing up the fact that it's a lot to bear. And, folks, it is a lot to bear, but you've got to be able to cast that burden. Otherwise, what happens is you lose heart, and then you start to look to self, and then you get all depressed and moping. You've got to cast that right back to the Lord.
Psalms 1 says, and he shall... Listen to this. I'll go to verse 2. It says real quick. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You'll grow. You'll be nourished at every turn. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Christ came to fulfill that law, friends. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. King James Version.
Hence America.
The ungodly are not so,
that's right,
but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. The ungodly are those that know what to do through God's commandments, but they do them not. Mm-hmm. And Scripture says they are like chaff which the wind driveth away. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus also gave the analogy to the man that hears my word and he does them. I'll liken him unto a man that builds his house upon a rock. And then when the storms come and beat up on that house, that house is not going to be moved. The gates of hell shall not prevail. But the man that hears and does not, when the storm comes, guess what it's going to do? It's going to blow away that house. See, folks, that's our republic.
Man.
The Republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve the Republic. So therefore, we have to respond the way our forefathers responded. There's no other option.
It's like the standard always exists. The law always exists. It's always there. Just because somebody comes with a ballpoint pen and writes a new law, or somebody comes with a gun and tries to enforce something new and do away with the old law, it still always exists. It's up to us to keep and to maintain it. And without our maintenance, without our keeping of it, it goes away. But it doesn't go away. That's the deception. It's always there. We just can't enjoy that anymore, and we reap what we sow.
Yes. Totally.
End of the Constitutional Convention. Oh, he said a couple things. Did you know that Benjamin Franklin, this is a side note because this quote.
To what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I better say this one first because it's a way side note. Benjamin Franklin, at the end of the Constitutional Convention, it's rumored that a woman came and said, "So what kind of government do we have, Dr. Franklin? You know, a democracy, a monarchy?"
Franklin.
He said, "A republic, if you can keep it. If you can keep it, your republic will subside. Mm-hmm. If you can keep it." Just like the man who built his house. Notice God didn't make the house. God provided the rock.
Mm-hmm.
We got to build our house on that rock.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't make it for us. We shift it and put it on the sand. If we evolve, we're going to evolve now. We shift it and put it on the sand because we want a democracy or whatever. Go to Greece. Go to Rome. They've all fallen.
How are they doing today, anyways?
Yeah, I think they're looking for assistance from America.
Yeah, never again. Thomas Jefferson said the difference between America and
American government and European government
is the difference between heaven and hell.
That's right. And a lot of people, there's a lot of heads rolling in European government because people were mobs. They weren't ruled by virtue, which goes back to the very point that we've been talking about for the past three segments, virtue. If you can, as a people, be virtuous, you won't sustain your constitution. If you can't sustain the constitution, you don't sustain your liberties.
And you do it out of love.
Yeah. That's exactly why you do it.
Now,
nobody else would do it except to be motivated by love.
People, listen to this carefully. You're going to like this. It's the analogy of a donkey. Yes.
I do like
the
donkeys.
Basest sort, an ass. Literally. There was once a farmer who had an old donkey, and one day he was walking along and heard his donkey crying. Hee-haw! As he walked towards the cry of the donkey, he came to find out that the donkey had fallen into an old well and was trying to get out.
Yeah.
The farmer thought to himself, "How can I and how am I going to get this donkey out of the well?" As he pondered for a little bit, he began to reason within himself, "Well, this donkey is too old anyways. He's not really worth my time and effort to get him out of that well. Just let him die." He called over some of his farmer buddies, and they began to shovel scoops of dirt and throw it into the well, burying him alive. The donkey panicked at first, just like we do when we get dumped on constantly, folks. Knowing what they were trying to do, they're trying to bury us alive. Suddenly, to the farmer's amazement, the donkey started to respond in a real powerful way. For every scoop of dirt that they would throw on that donkey's back, you know what that donkey would do? He would shake it off and would use that dirt as a stepping stone to climb out of that well. That's what grace does. Yes, we're under judgment in this country, but no matter how much is thrown on us, we keep getting up in Christ. Greater is he that is in me, the faith of the Son of God who overcomes the world, that we might inherit everything God has to offer unto us. So it is. So no matter what comes your way, no matter what's thrown on your back, keep looking to Christ because he gives you the power to shake it off and to use those problems as opportunities. Now, folks, the Chinese have a word called crisis, and it has two meanings. One means danger, and the other means opportunity. You have to look at these things that are being thrown on us on a daily basis as an opportunity and as a stepping stone to get out of where we're at and take back our country, no matter what the farmer says, no matter how much dirt they throw on our back. Let's keep standing up, keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And by the way, just to set it up for tomorrow, I'm going to give you the stepping stones as to shake it off. To get out of the hole that they mean to throw on you. And how do you do that? You give people information and knowledge of who they are and where it is that they came from. Because, as I've said so many times, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? As a matter of fact, I'll give credit where credit is due. Far be it me to be backwards where praise is due, said Marilla. Woodrow Wilson said it. He said, "A nation what does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know where it is today, nor what it is trying to do." He said, "We're doing a futile thing if we don't know where we have come from or what we have been about." I'm going to do my best tomorrow to lay it out for you so you know where you came from and who it is that you really are.
I was just going to say, to add to that, and just in closing, if we have a nation right now that God has given us, God has blessed us, and he called us to be stewards over, and we have posterity looking to us, every child does that. I've looked to my parents growing up for things that I couldn't do. What I see right now in this generation is that they're doing everything that we're talking about, just as we are doing everything we're talking about. They take that dirt and say, you know what? I didn't ask for this dirt. I didn't ask to fall in the hole, but here I am. I didn't ask for people to be looking at us saying, well, it's easier to just bury them and make them go away than to deal with bringing them out of the hole. But every single time that we go out and we do an event, every single time that we go out and we reach people, which we do it on a daily basis, folks, multitudes of times, multiple different ways, people respond. And with that response comes more and more hope. And that's how you build your victory. In this nation, we're a nonprofit organization. We're listener supported, so we rely upon support and help from listeners like you that donate. So this week, I want to give a special article from our ministry. It's our Praise and Worship CD. It's performed by Stephanie Joy for all donors that donate over $20. This is how we continue to keep up the fight. This is how we continue turning the dirt into stepping stones, folks, is through your help. So I encourage you to call or go onto the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And also, too, every single topic that we're touching on, you can find it at Facebook. Bradley Dean just posted a new article about talking about taking the dirt people throw on you and taking it as a stepping stone. The ACLU. I'm sure there's countless hundreds of thousands and in the millions of people that know that the ACLU deserves to get theirs when they throw their dirt on people. Folks on GCN Live, right on the homepage today, many of you listen through Genesis, and we thank Genesis very much. They posted a story that Bradley just covered on GCN. It's a great video regarding the ACLU, so I want to encourage you to stay in touch by those things.
Excuse me, we'll pull them up on air, Heather. We'll pull them up on air if you want. You want to go ahead with Josh?
Let's go, Josh.
Yeah.
Oklahoma?
We got an Oklahomian. You got Bradley and Jake walking with the Sons of Liberty. Hey, Joshua.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Cool name.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you got it.
I have a rather different take on the donkey in the well, and I agree with this excellent way you pulled together these things Jesus said, but I disagree with your conclusion as to what to do based on them.
Okay. What's your conclusion?
I'm the executive director of the Sea Lions Foundation, which is a private action organization built on this very donkey-in-the-well idea, because what Jesus said to do, one of the things he said to do, one of those commands that you have to obey in order for your house to not be blown away, is go ye into all the world and make disciples from among all nations.
Yep.
He also said that when they persecute you, go somewhere else. He also said, you hear the wind blow, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going, and that's how it is of those that are born of the Spirit.
Okay. So where are we supposed to go for persecuted then, Joshua?
Somewhere else. He did not list it.
Okay. Wow.
We only got 20 seconds.
Maybe what we should do is just forfeit our rights, mm-hmm. our sovereignty, and just say, okay. I'm not condemning Joshua, but you know what? We got to stand up and fight for who we are. I mean, that's what our forefathers did,
house,
and that's what we're going to do, too.
Yeah, if it's my house, somebody breaks in, do I just leave my house?
I guess if you're persecuted. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you for the call, Joshua from Oklahoma. If you'd like to call back again tomorrow, we can figure that out. We'll take it from there. We love you by what we do. See ya.